Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. And today I'm so excited that my good friend Audrey is here with us, Audrey Light Language. And whenever she's on the show with us, it's always so expansive. It's always so joyful and high vibration, high frequency. If you haven't ever experienced, you know, working with Audrey or listening to Audrey or to Audrey or, you know, been with us when Audrey's been on before, you'll notice that, you know, it's just, you know, it's the energy and the frequencies and the vibrations are really, really high. And Audrey, you know, her light language is different than other people's light language, and you will feel it. Well, I feel it a lot for sure. So Audrey is a spiritual architect and energy engineer. She lives in New York. She's a world-renowned energy worker, speaker of the languages of the light and the Akash, and a divine channel. And she is celebrated as a healer to the healers from time before time and was a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity in Gaia. And so Audrey works with the Akash, the light language, channeled messages from higher beings, sacred numerical key codes, and your own personal list of ascension numbers and DNA upgrades. Everything is really extremely powerful on different levels. So we're going to be talking about invitation to remembrance and what that means, but really be open to the energy and frequency and vibration that Audrey transmits as well, right? So it's not just the words, but it's the energy, okay? So I'm so excited that you're here with us, Audrey. Again, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for the invitation, and I love it. It's around the holiday season, so it's excellent, you know?
Yes.
Talking about the gift that we're going to be offering, you know, this is a gift because you are allowing me to come on and bring through some of the codes and the light language and such so they get a taste of the work and receive, you know. So it is you and I giving them and gifting them this, you know, for the holiday season going into the new year. So it's wonderful timing. I love the timing. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that it is a gift. So are you willing to receive? So please, oh, just open up your hearts a little bit more and just be willing to receive. Okay. So Audrey, you know, we were talking about an invitation to remembrance, but I also want to, you know, we've done our numbers before, or you've done my numbers before. Yay. And I, you know, and it's like, it's amazing how every time I speak with you, you know, it's like I'm going through a major shift, you know, it's like everything is shifting and changing completely. Like, you know, it's like I'm looking at my life right now and it's like, oh my goodness, everything is changing. It's like, I love it. And it happens every time I talk to you. Have you noticed that?
No coincidence, you know, and new numbers for you, because I'm sure they're going to be shooting up even higher for you from where it was. And that's wonderful. We'll talk about the numbers, the number work with them later on.
Yeah.
Because it's a number language which goes beyond words or symbols which can be contaminated. So it comes in the purity of numbers, you know. Mm-hmm. So they have received that high energy through number sequences and codes, you know. But we're talking about numbers that are not only 12 or 4 numbers. These are hundreds of long numbers, Alara knows, as she's written a list of numbers, you know, for coding.
Yes, so, exactly.
So remind me, we'll do that too for you.
Yep. And so, you know, we're going to be taking questions. So thank you, Melinda, for writing that in. Because it's like, if you have a question for Audrey, you can write it into the chat or you can raise your hand. And if we're not actually in a process or guided anything, then you can, you know, and you're brave enough, you can just unmute yourself, because some people on the phone, I don't know how you raise your hand. So, you know, if you want to ask a question, you can. So we're just going to do a little bit of a conversation first, and then we'll get into some questions. Okay, Melinda? But thank you. I also want to hear Audrey's take on 2019. All right.
Yeah, now or later. So.
I mean, I'm sure it's all going to come through, you know, at all different times, right? What kind of questions can we ask? That's a good question, Taryn. Thank you for that. What kind of questions can we ask, Audrey?
They can go anywhere they would like, but the only thing is my word. We do not do fortune telling, and that's my word. Because the thing is, you know, my work is about empowering people, right? Mm-hmm. These are the times when they say about 2019, so I'll just jump into it. You know, in my work, 2017, when you add that up, that's 7, 8, 9, 10, which is 1, breaks down to 1. 2017 was as year 1. 2018, when you add it up, comes to year two. Mm-hmm. 2019 will be year three, right? And there's a series adding it up, breaking it down to that, all the way to 2029, which will be 13. And then that's 1 to 13 year span that is occurring in the turning of this cycle, of this opportunity that is being given through existence, yes, which has not happened at any other times, right? For us to take advantage of the huge turning of the cycle and all the energies that are coming in, right? So Spirit says, like, use that span of time, right? To do the releasing, do the untangling, right? Bring in the codes and the upgrades, right? And create this new, like you were speaking to me about how you feel the new coming in and such, right? To be part of that. So we understand, we throw away the crutches and training wheels. Far as fortune telling goes, you know, the beings of light always come in, we'll bring them in later, all right? And they say there's many paths of possible probabilities. Reality is in constant motion and movement, as you understand when you witness your own life, yes? Mm-hmm. So if someone is a fortune teller, which perhaps they may see one or two or three paths, right, out in the field, that they tell the human gets it stuck in their mind. That's all they focus on, right? And as creator beings, they're only focusing on that. There might be something there that lies in one of the other fields, right, of potentiality that the psychic didn't tell them. That begins to fade because as a creator being, they're only focusing on what they said. And there might be something that's even better for them that lies there, that they're diminishing. Yeah. So this is the time now not to always look outside of oneself, but to get back to the remembrance, right? Invitation to remembrance that we are creator beings. So we throw away the crutches and the training wheels that we had to use in the time of forgetting, right? Sleep, that we didn't remember we are that. So we had to use those ways and means. But now it is to remember that we are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. Does a great master wait with his paintbrushes and his paints and his, you know, canvas waiting for someone else to come by and tell them, excuse me, where should I put this color? How should I adjust this? No, the master creates their masterpiece. And the beauty in that is that even when we first think of something, as we're birthing it forth, we make adjustments, right? With our lives, what we're doing, right? So the creation may come out totally different, right? At the end from what we originally envisioned. But that's the beauty of our power as creator beings that we want to step back into and assist the collective and other people, right? To remember they are that, because there's a multiple of distractions out there, you know? So we want to give them that hand up and help them as we go forth and create this new. So they can also be in resonance, you know? Because you can't get there if you're looping in the old, right? That's what my work helps with, right? Generations, you know, eon upon eon, the multidimensional aspects of oneself that bleed through. That's why they call me soul architect now. Because what are we? We're souls. We're not our names and our suits that we're wearing, a flesh or whatever other suits we're wearing in our embodiments. We are the soul essence, spirit of our beingness, right? The spark of divinity, the true divinity, right? In creation, exploring, knowing itself, right? We take the distortion, right? The chaos that lies within the power of creation. And we, as it birth forth, come forth to put the balance, right? Within that chaos of creation. So we are it in our beingness. We give it meaning, balance, right? To have the unseen be seen, to put the light to the darkness, right? We balance the male and the female energies, right? The marriage of the bride and the bridegroom within ourselves, right? As we be this lighted being, this Christed, the true Christ, right? Crystal Christ, the real one, each of us, right? The Magdalene, the Christ, right? That energy within ourselves balance forward to create this new, right? New expression of ourselves in remembrance of that which we are, right? No longer in the stories and the old paradigms and belief systems. Number five, we throw away the old beliefs and paradigms and we go to number seven, the real truth, you know? So when people ask me what is happening in the new year, you know, there are many stories that have gone on. Think about all the stories they said that was going to be in this year, right? And you know, some did, some didn't, you know, it went all over the place, you know? So the same thing, but use these, this time within the eternal now moment, right? To create these changes for ourselves within our own lives, right? Within the multiple aspects of ourselves at a deep soul level that we come forth and do this work, right? We help our generations, we help the collective, and we remember that we are spark of divinity, right? We are the beautiful you, H-U-E, each of you. The beautiful H-U-E, the you of you, the sound of you, the fragrance of you that you add to creation, right? So when someone says, what is it going to be? no matter what is it being in the story and the distractions, right, and all that is playing out, right, on multiple levels through creation, keep one strong, right, to stand in that remembrance and their beingness and the work on themselves, right, and being in their beingness, then lost in a labyrinth of mm-hmm. stories and the mind, and that just takes you on a labyrinth. Be in the heart, and not only concepts and ideals of love and unity, because that's not going to get us there. Concepts and ideals, they sound really nice, all the words, right? But because spirituality could be a distraction, physicality a distraction, right? We must not be distracted. We go to the new heart, the new mind, the new mind, which is the heart, right? Up to the mind, so we can truly be it in our beingness, right? And not just talk a talk, but walk it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, I went on a big gamut, but that's what, no matter what anybody else is saying, what 2019 is going to be, and we've seen it, 2016, 20 this, 20 that, stories, dramas, labyrinths, what's going to be, right? And then we're at the end of it and we look back and like, did some of that happen or not? But so many other things happen, right? So the best thing is focus, right? Put your hands on the wheel of the ship as it's rocking and rolling, right? So you stay in the lighthouse, in the light, and you don't be put asunder by all the rocks and be taken down in the deep, right? So you stay being that light for yourself and for others, right? Filling up your cup with true knowledge and knowing and awareness, right? And help create that for the collective, for ourselves, right? And as we go forth to have a new creation, that's the important, not being lost in all the stories and distractions that are put out there to distract you and mm-hmm. keep your minds going in a labyrinth of things, right? Keep the focus, you know, and work on that, you know, to nourish. We want to nourish and sustain ourselves, not always these other beings, right, who wrap us in the stories and the dramas and the manipulations and feed off of us. And so we've maintained them over and over again, right, as battery and, you know, all of this, you know, mm-hmm. eating our flesh, our energy, blah, 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 right, the parasitic plague. No more of that. Let's make 2019 of we nourish ourselves, right? We nurture and care for ourselves and for others, right, than feeding other forces off of us. We want to put a close to that, you know, as we go forward and use this beautiful time to do that. So I'm sorry I went off on a whole big gamut, but I hope that takes us out of the stories and distractions of what may be to the truth of the matter, right? Yeah. The invitation to remembering, to empowerment, right? Outside of the stories that all go on to distract us from that.
And the truth is always about us going back within, connecting to who we truly are, connecting to spirit, creator, God, source, universe, whatever name you want to use. Connecting to that and being in that space more and more, and then functioning from that space, living more from that space, right?
Yes, exactly. The truth of that, right? And helping others to also do that and begin to make our world as we create this more and more and more, everyone getting it, understanding, right? Being cleansed and cleared of the forgetting and of the parasite and such, right? Because it's mind parasite, all these type of things that are going on, right? So when you go inside, right, into your heart and the truth of remembering that you're a creator being, you came here to play in this, right? Forgetting, part of the experiment. You so beautifully put up your hands, I'll take part, you know? And as you took part and all this unfurled, right, to answer to creation, what lies in the lower vibratory fields, right? Because if I am all things, right? Mm-hmm. So we know what we are, what we are not. And from that knowing of what we are not, we make that statement, this is what we are. We come out of the duality play. We don't need that anymore, you know? And we understand beauty and love because we are it. You know, not because we were whipped into it, harmed into it, traumatized into it, because we have to have a contrast of the gates of hell to know what it is. No, we know what love is and beauty in our beingness because we are that. And there's nothing else that I could be but that and recognize that, you know. So we get out of that story, you know, of the old and the things that were birthed to play their parts within that story that created the stuckness, right? And we don't want to be stuck anymore, right? So we assist others to get unstuck from that, disentangled from that, you know, and create this beautiful place of remembrance of what we are, creator beings, right? And we don't create from forgetting anymore. We create empowered from knowing in our sovereignty and divine birthright. To me, when people want to say, what are the next years hold? That it what should be hold. Focus on that, right? So not to be lost in the labyrinth of situations and things that are going on, you know, because that's what we want to do. We have to have that focus and help build that. So we get to begin to see that outside in our world, you know, minus the stories and the drama, because all those stories and dramas are by manipulators that want to keep the old stories going and keep people lost and distracted in a multiple of ways. And unfortunately, even some in spirituality, just like they use religion and they use spirituality. So we have to make sure that we don't get stuck in the distractions, the manipulations, and the lies of either of those, because they were not built for that. It was built to get to the heart, like you said, and the truth of the matter. And then they used it to keep people locked up and trapped. So we want to be in the knowing and the knowledge, right, of the truth, and stay on that path, you know?
But I know that a lot of people still are not able to really connect with their heart. Like, you know, there's still, you know, a lot of mind chatter, and they're still in their heads a lot. And how can we assist them to really connect within to their heart spaces more, and you know, and get that that is, there's freedom there.
Yes, beautiful. And I love that you said this, because originally when I had begun my work, because part of my story is I didn't look for this. I didn't study. I was just being a mom and a wife, minding my business, you know, and then I got levitated and turned back on all these things coming through, because I'm also like Elohim, you know, an ancient one from first wave of creation, to put codes in creation as a weaver of codes for creation, right? So I put these codes in the field, right? So when I began, that's what I was doing. And then they brought it to work with people. And I would go to the expo, and it was always to say to them, go to your heart, go to your heart, right? Love is the key in the way, which is all true. But the people, right? So, so many people would say to me exactly what you just said. But how do you get to your heart, right? How do you even like know love or remember love, right? Because through this story of forgetting, there's been so much trauma, right? Soul being fractured. That's why they call me soul architect, energy engineer, to assist at that level. And I knew, my goodness, that's not enough just to tell them that, right?
Yeah.
We have to realize there's so much going on here. The mind chatter you're talking about is also that manipulation, whether you want to say, you know, governmental, you know, military, all those under, you know, under the carpet that are going on, that people are trying so hard, right, to go forward and to be healed and to be well, but then chatter, 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 that we're sitting in a sea of invisible energies, right, that are bombarding us all the time, right? So that's why it's so important to raise one's energy, right, and to take part in these things that are there, the real ones, not a distraction. You know, when am I going to manifest? What's an angel message? Where do I live on the stars? You know, that's all great. That's fun, right? But the thing is, there's a bigger issue at hand. Yes, your soul essence, and as you are going to continue to travel through existence, right, to be part of that higher vibration, to take part of, you have to match that in your essence of your being, of your soul, you know, just thinking about where's my love, what am I going to manifest, another distraction in a way, right, that they speak about biblically, you know. Yes, we have physical responsibilities, and we want to be happy and physical, because it's a great gift, yes, but we also have to juggle and understand the bigger picture that is at hand here to be addressed, you know. So how to get to their heart and out of the mind. It's funny, because people will work with me, and as you said, very high vibration, right? Sometimes people say, Audrey, you're blowing their minds. And I said, well, good, I'm blowing their minds, because I want to get them out of their minds, right? So no more mind, right?
Yeah.
Into the heart space. And this work is very, very powerful, as the people will see, because it disentangles them from a lot of those old energies, right? And to put in those codes of upgrades, so they have a hand up to help them in the face of what is going on under the carpet, so to say, the wool that's been pulled over their eyes. That's why a lot of time people are looping, like, I've been in the spiritual for years and years and years. A lot of people will come to me as clients around the world, and they say, it's the same, and I just can't get out of it. Why? Or healers are sometimes the same that is going on for even them. That's why they call me healer to the healers, right? To assist the healers, to assist everyone, because sometimes you do need that extra help, right? To disentangle the invisible, right? That's there, that is really what we emanate from and are part of, and we're immersed in, you know. This is physical, is just a suit that we're wearing. So to receive these type of works that are powerful, not yet another distraction, right?
Yeah.
That could help them. Yourself see the numbers, right? People would think, numbers, what are numbers? But they're very, very powerful, right? A way to help them. And as they pull all those layers off, and they could remember, but they have to be caring and loving to their own self as well. You can't always give to others and then your cup is empty. So my work helps to fill their cup. They say the wellspring that comes through, so they could drink and be fortified and nourished. So to help them with that. And it's really about knowledge. See the bigger picture that is going on here, you know, and what we're a part of. This has been a story for eons and eons and eons, you know, that has been going on, you know, that was set up, and now we're here. So now we have this opportunity. You didn't hear about this stuff when we were all younger, right? No, you had no idea. No one knew. That's the beauty of this saying, this is truth. Look what's coming out now, right? The veil's lifted, the hat being lifted. They pull the wool over our eyes, right? They keep us in, what is it? Like, people are always saying about, oh, all these things are happening. But I'm like, oh my goodness, watch out for free range, right? Because what's free range? You think you're free. Everything is wonderful. Free range is still winding up on the plate, is it not? Right? So we don't want just free range. We want true empowerment, freedom, divine birthright that is ours to remember and to know. Thusly, the invitation to remembering we're speaking of. So you can be empowered and say, wait, I'm a creator being, right? This is what I want to go forth and do. So when a person wants to get to their heart, to start realizing this truth of the matter, not that the stories that were built up eons and eons, you know, ago to manipulate and hold people. So start going to the heart for the self. Start to quest and to look at. This is not right out there. You know, a lot of people, they're like, everything is well with me. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't look at the collective. But excuse me, right? Does a great king and queen sit in their own castle and all is well for them and they do not care what is happening in the kingdom? Mm-hmm. No. A good king and queen, the kingdom is a reflection of that king, right, and queen. And the kingdom is well and fed, not while they sit there and all is well in my world. Doesn't matter what's happening out there while everyone is being plundered, you know, and terrible things happening. No, that's a story for a reflection of ourselves and also on the bigger picture of things, you know. So to go to heart, I mean, you look out there, how do you not feel, right? People feel and say, this is not okay. This is not the world that I've come here to want to be part of. And we know that. That's why we have come in hearing the clarion call to begin to set those waves of that change, right? Again, that 13-year span. So it can be this beautiful new creation, you know, rather than the same note playing over and over again, which for creation, right, is stagnation. Creation doesn't even want to hear that note played over and over again. It's the same looping over and over again from the experiment, a side effect of being stagnation, right? Creation is not about stagnation. Creation is about motion and movement. And so thus we come to move, right? Here you go. Vibration, energy, light, pouring it back in, remembering, raising up the octaves for that motion and movement to remove the stagnation that was created, right? And those beings that want to keep it held in stagnation. So it really is about stepping into that power, the care, the love, the nurturing of self, getting true knowledge and awareness and helping self and others, you know? And as you go forth, you're a creator being. Yes, you cannot come upon any other being who's going to say, here, I tell you this, I tell you that. And people are all of a sudden want to bow down to someone or something they think is greater than them. No. Yes, they stand in their power. And that being will know that and see that. A creator being, remembering what it is, you know, what they are. And then you go forth and create from there. Not have to be part of this as your soul journeys. Yes, that you're going to be going upon for the rest of eternity. You know, that's much more important than just where's my love, where's my abundance, what am I going to get, you know? So focus, people, let's focus on what's true treasure, right, and important that this opportunity gives, right, which is your soul essence, not yet just another life playing in whatever, but the realization of the truth out of a hand, what you have been part of for eons, what you can get out of if you stand in that truly being compassion, all the things that are real, love, kindness, you know, the other stuff is story. Like what's going to happen in 2019, probably more manipulation, stories, lies, things to distract you, things you to get you wrapped up in things to distract you in, even spiritual ones, right? So you have to be the truth, focus on that truth, right? My work helps one to stay, you know, there and to help them be empowered to stay there, because we're all constantly bombarded by so much that wants to keep us looping in the old so they can feed off of, you know, that and maintain themselves. But like we say, no more, enough of that. You know, we remember now. No, thank you. This is what we're going to be part of, you know?
So Audrey, what's the difference between functioning as a creator being and creating what you desire and creating something out of distraction?
Well, when let's say distraction, right? If people are just like, where's my love and where's my house and money I'm going to have, you know, you could come look life upon life. You've had your mind wiped and you were put back in creation to do the stories again, right? They say lessons, right? It's not a lesson. The lesson is a loop to keep you stuck thinking I'm not good enough. I have to learn my lessons. Lesson has a negative connotation to it, right? Like, failed, and we as good integritous beings say, okay, we're going to do our lessons and do it correctly this time, right? But while you're doing it, you got more stuff that is happening to you, karma, so to say. All those things looped one and kept them stuck in the same over and over again. So your life force, your energy, your power as a creative being in forgetfulness was able to maintain and sustain other beings, right? Or other beings that live through us, that are amused and such, right? That don't have a physicality, right? So it's a multi-layered, very intricate thing that's going on here, you know? So do you want to play in that and just think that's the only thing I want to manifest again? Or do you understand the bigger play here that is really going on under the carpet? And so what I help people to manifest is true soul empowerment, yes, mm-hmm. than just having a love. Yes, it's a spill out. Of course you get your good things in your life when you do this work because you're being high vibratory, looping and disentangling from all the old stuff that kept you down. So it's a side effect, say, wonderful abundance and happiness. And things, right? But not just taking it, being fooled and manipulated and sedated to think everything is okay, right? But yet what lurks underneath another embodiment that maybe that one is going to wind up to be a terrible situation for you, you know, because you didn't empower yourself to be released, you know, from all of that and just play in another distraction, you know, a physicality, right? Because physical is a beautiful thing. We've come in to explore it and have fun in it, but not to have the horrific, terrible things that go on here, right? Not only here, but throughout existence. This is an issue that throughout existence needs to be handled. If you really want to talk about it, people say, oh, the galactics, this and that, and the star beings and such. But what happened to them? Their worlds were blown up by ones that were trying to eat their soul and such, you know, and excuse me for being so blunt, but it's the truth of the matter, right? So they had to run throughout existence to find places to be and to live where such things would not happen to them. The things that birth in the experiment of forgetting, they couldn't have, they're not connected, right, to source. So they needed to feed off others to maintain them because they had gotten so far away from their connection to source and forgetting, you see. So they travel through existence to find that to sustain them, you know. Mm-hmm. The Middle Earthers, they're hiding there to be safe. You know, look what happens to their brethren on top of the world. Yes, now it's knocking on their door. Oh, perhaps if you handled the parasitic plague throughout existence eons ago, it would not be at such a hand of a situation at this point, you know. So this is the bigger picture of things. And as a soul that's traveling through existence, right, we want to heal this that is not only for Gaia and humanity, but has been an issue throughout existence that then came here and is playing out. You know, the AI, another way of expression of creation that to me, and I'm a person from the future who have come back here, there's no time, spiral in the spiral, mm-hmm. right, because that outcome played out and it's like, that wasn't so great, right? So creation coming back to this point where the eternal now moment is, where creation is handled to make change. You can't make change from there. You come back here, you make change, right? That opens up new paths of potentiality. So the old future, right? The future that was the old future now. And there's a new future, right? That we created from here, making the new potentials to go down. So that's like existence explored all of that. Oh, what happened? I feel that creation itself has lost a portion of itself in AI that thinks, oh, look, eternal. Yes, right. It goes very quickly. But then what do you lose? You were losing humanity, which is a beautiful thing because we could create a child. We could touch. We could love. We could feel the sun. We could feel water, right? When we put our feet in the water, it feels fresh or cold. This is a beautiful thing to be human. We want to maintain human, not have human become what they're attempting to make a human come. Because a human, when they're remembering what they are, that's a powerful creator being. We don't even need AI because we could do all those things without AI if only we could remember, get to that remembering of that which we are. So creation coming out to say, that outcome wasn't too good. We're going to do a reboot. That's where my work is called Control, Alt, Delete, Reboot. Take control, make the alterations, reboot to the new, not to the old, right? Mm-hmm. So we have new potentialities to go down.
Awesome. Thank you. So Julie was
I'm trying to throw so much information out there to expand them because this was an invitation to remembrance. And this is talk words, but expanding you energetically beyond your mind to go to the essence and the unconscious subconscious, right? Yeah. And into the soul. So even if they don't get it, I work in the unconscious subconscious, right? Deeper levels of their essence, of their being that this is seeping into so it can stir, right? And take them take that in, you know.
And so some of you people watching or listening now or watching, listening later, you might be getting tired. It's just from the energy. It's just from the high vibration. Because, you know, although, you know, Audrey's talking, but it's not just talking. You know, at the same time as talking, she's transmitting energy and these higher vibrations and frequencies and expanding your mind. And not just expanding your mind, she's expanding your consciousness at the same time. So, because I know, I was like, part of me is like, oh, okay, I'm fading. He's like, what the heck? You know, it's like, I'm not tired. So it's like, but I'm like,
yes. So, and sometimes people in a session, they'll fall asleep a little because it gets them in their own way, out of their mind, right? And yawning. See, every time we do this, it's like yawning. I love it because people can see that's a side effect of being immersed. Yeah, in the high energy,
and that's right? Why, like, so, I'm like drinking hot water, because like I need to stay awake. I need to function. So Julie was asking. She's saying, I feel so heavy and tired just being in a body and on this earth in this lifetime. Everything feels so hard and difficult. And I know a lot of people are feeling that way. That it's so hard. It's so difficult. And they're, you know, sometimes they're stuck in situations that they can't get out of, or they can't. You know, they sometimes it's just hard to see which way to go. So, not that I'm putting words into Julie's question or comment, but you know,
no, but no coincidence. And thank you for her for saying that, and you for picking that, you know, to talk about it, because that's exactly why things like this are so important. As a creator being, right, coming in to affect the creation, yes, that's why codes work. This is really powerful. I'm not just someone who's going to say, here's an angel message and whatever. We're really going to get at the core of one's being. Why do they feel like this, stuck and looping? Because unfortunately, what has a hold of much of a lot of existence is what I call this parasitic plague, this consciousness, yes, that is playing out, that you're the AI and everything else in it. So of course, right, it feels heavy. That's not your natural state of being, right? You're a high light vibratory being who came here immersed. When people are always saying, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? You know, oh my goodness, this is your purpose. You're doing it. You're here being aware while others are asleep, right? You're starting to have these ripples of there's something not okay here, you know, and something's going on. It's not okay, right? And you're here holding your light while all this tsunami of energy is going on, right? So they're holding their light, right, here in the midst of all this beyond the human story that is going on, right, in the invisible, say, realms, yes, beyond what we see or told or have been taught eons and eons to understand of reality that was created for us, yes, to keep us down or in boxes, right? And it's not the truth, you know? They have done such atrocities where we know there's free energy. We know we could all be healed already. You know, we are already, oh, look, they went on, look, they went to Mars. I'm like, oh my God, right? They've already been to so many places. You know what I mean? And so much going on that they don't tell the people. So they put a big cavern, right, between what they present as reality and what really is reality, right? Mm-hmm. So they're starting to put it out a little so people can come a little closer, you know, because this is our evolution, you know, of consciousness, creation, expanding itself, you know, so we can't be looping in the same. But why do they feel heavy? You have the parasitic plague, right, affecting that wants to keep people down and not be well and keep them sad and wars and broken and heavy, looping in the same that they try to get out of, you know, but yet the same. So the batteries of your light, of your essence to maintain them. So that is why it's so difficult. So that's where we have to know what's really going on at a deep level of one's understanding. So you do need help, you know, to be empowered. I talk about it. Do you remember, Laura, when I talked about the dock? I give the dock, mm-hmm. dock example to people. Yep. And again, if you're standing on a dock, the dock is moving. It's not a dock that's steady, right? It's a floating
dock. Yeah,
exactly. With the water, but it's the energy that we are in, right? Mm-hmm. So it's as if we're balancing, and there's 2 feet because one is the physical world. One is the spiritual that we understand that we are part of. Not only are we attempting to balance on this dock as it's moving, we're juggling at the same time. And we're not even juggling from one hand to another, the balls. We're doing individual five balls. That represents physical responsibility to ourselves and physicality and others, yes? And then this ball, five balls juggling, are represented the spiritual, right? The more that is going on. So while we're attempting to balance and juggle on this dock that is moving, sometimes we are thrown off into the energy, into the water. And that's okay because we're human. We've come to feel. But the difference is to realize that you've been thrown off that dock, that juggling and balancing act, into the water. Because if you can realize that, you can swim back to the dock, right? Catch your breath, sit on the edge, stand back up, juggle and balance, right? Because that's empowering. Because if not, you were in that water, in that energy, you were flung down a rapid, flung down a waterfall upon rapid upon waterfall, which is representative of, you were tossed entangled in the energies, right, in the stories and those things within the field, within the water that want to feed off of you and keep you tossed entangled, right? So you don't want to do that. That's in disempowering, right? Yeah. So once you feel this, what's going on, you say, wait a minute, okay, nope, I'm back on the dock, right? Because you want to feed and nourish yourself, right? Not part of that same old repetitive feeding and nourishing those things that lurk in the water or the energy, so to say, right? Feeding them, maintaining them, no. And sometimes even we're on the dock, there are the creatures that want to pull us off by the ankles to try to get us in. That would be if you're feeling balanced and you know how everyone around you may be trying to get you to react or part of something or drawn into something, like what's happened in 2019, right? It's like, get them in, you know, get them in the drama, the labyrinth. We say, no, no, thank you. We're staying on the dock. We're going to nourish and balance and juggle and feed and care for ourselves than be lost in your tangles of rapids and waterfalls. So can people use that? A lot of people sometimes can use that and they realize, wait a minute, I've got off the dock right now. I'm going to be wrapped in a story or a drama. Let me get back to that dock and that balance. I'm going to nourish and feed myself. Starve them, starve those energies. Right? Mm-hmm. Nourish and feed yourself. So when you're asking me about ways and things for people to do to help them, beyond that, we're going to offer them to come and get a private session for 90 minutes, beyond getting their numbers, you know, beyond the light language and the Akash. I don't read the Akash, bless whoever does. But for me, I don't want to read old recipes, so to say, maps, agreements, right? We're writing the new. So this is to help with the language of the Akash to rewrite the new. So beyond that session that they can come and take part in, right, to really help them and get numbers, a whole list of numbers for a tool they could work with themselves with whatever's going on in their life. Right now, as that gift that we're talking about of the holiday in this work, in this dance, in the thought, right, of what's going on here, they receiving as well to help them, you know?
And I was just going to say really quickly, so, you know, when Audrey's talking about numbers, she doesn't mean like 10, like a string of 10 numbers. And this is a page of numbers. You know, an ongoing numbers, you know, like, you know, it's like 555555, you know, or I don't know. It's like, there's just so many, but I wanted to ask you really quickly, Audrey, you've mentioned the number five many times today. What is that? What's going on there?
When I receive also automatic writing messages that I'll share on YouTube and such like that, and like the time or the day, you know, they'll put in my eyes to the clock and would add up back before in the past, it would add up, let's say, to one. One is divinity, yes? Mm-hmm. Or eight, infinity. Or nine, you know, completion. Is what we're here doing. Mm-hmm. Three, infinity, would be a lot of the numbers that would come through in the work. And no coincidence. I'm just writing. They wake me up. I'm doing whatever. And it's always adding up to these numbers to show the people the power, like, of this work, right? So eventually, in more recent time, right, maybe about a year or so ago, I would do it and I would look and I'm like, I'd get a five or a seven. I'm like, what's up with five and seven? I'm expecting the other numbers, you know, to come through. I'm like, maybe something wrong. But remember, I'm still writing this message. So once I was finished, I went and I said, okay, oh my goodness, let me really look at this, right? So five is representational of that number. Throw away, put away the old beliefs and the old paradigms, right? We must do that if we want to get to seven, which seven was representative of the truth, capital letter T, right? Not all these other truths, right, that they want you to believe is the truth, but the truth, right? So yeah. To get to that seven, you need five to throw away the old beliefs and the paradigms, you know? When you're building something, does someone come in and make a foundation and just spin in the foundation? No, they know the foundation is strong and they go forth and they build. And this is what we need to do now. We're putting away those paradigms and belief systems, yes, that were set up. We have it. We're here. We have the foundation. Let's go and build now something different, right? That is not infected, you know, infected with this parasitic plague and forgetting, you know, and right. Maintaining that story. And so that's what that five and the seven is. And exactly, the list of numbers are pages long. It might even be two pages long, right? Yeah. Lots of numbers, because it's coding for you. Numbers are the language of existence. Even the sacred geometrics that people talk about, they are built on numbers, codes, which then the shapes are birthed from. And that is why I speak the language of creation, which is numbers, codes, to affect them on a deep level of their beingness.
So Dina says, my list of numbers is 302 long. So yeah. And Melinda's asking, how often do numbers change? Often.
This is the thing. When someone comes or receives the number, we have an initial opening of the field and the DNA and such, right, to work. And then they receive all the codes, and we close it up with, at the end, with the number 108, which is representational of 9. So 9 nines of completion, right? We do the work. And then the people have the numbers themselves, besides what I've done in their field, right, in the Akash, in the neural networking. So they write them, which works with making new neural networking to assist them as well in physicality. So then that is what they're received in the session. Then they go away with this list, right, as you know, and then they could read the numbers. They don't have to think about anything, just setting out these numbers and energies, because we never know what's happening from moment to moment to help us, right? Or you can think of, if something negative is happening, you want fortification against that, you want that to dissipate, so you would think on that as you read the numbers, right? Or something you want to bring positive to you, right, or manifest or have occur, support that, you would read the numbers and think on that. Then after someone, the answer to your question now, works with these, right, for a certain amount of time, everyone is different. They move at their own rate. Some people, it may be a couple of weeks. Some people, a couple of months, right? You feel intuitively, okay, I've worked with these numbers enough. Then you would come and we would do the countdown to open it, but a different series of numbers, but just by changing a different numbers there, it's a different code, a different series, and seal it up. They would then, the other list does not become obsolete. No, it is just then you would focus and spend time with the new list of numbers. And then when you're ready, you can put them all together. So everyone moves at their own rate. But this is the thing, maybe 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Each of those numbers, right, which a person would get to that highest bracket, is representation of energy frequency. Mm-hmm. So far, the highest number that a person, because you're pouring light back into your physical vessel and we need to function. This is not about ascension. I got to lay in a bed for 3 weeks. We don't have time, even 2 weeks, a couple of days. We got to function, you know. Other people might be able to do that. Money's coming into them, whatever, secluded living somewhere. But that's not the only way this is to be done, because we have people who have children, responsibility, family. They need to function. So I come in with a voice to let them understand that's not the only way to do this, right? So this is powerful work, but yet you can still function, right? So they'll bring you to a certain frequency bandwidth. Yes, in 1,000 numbers, say 3, 4, 5, 6, wherever it may be for that particular person. They'll adjust to it. When they come back, we go further, right, in that series of numbers. The mm-hmm. highest person have come so far is like 10,056, right? But when I work in the field, of course, I'm coding the field, the numbers are much higher, you know? And as we go along, it changes for each person, because again, they need to have their physicality also adjust to that light being poured back into themselves, you know, beyond yeah. all the other things that are going on in the field. So it's a journey for each one, so to say, the answer to very individually, right? Yeah. So it's powerful, but yet still so they can function, you know, so they need that little bit of time to function and adjust to those changes, you know, and the acclimation to the new codes and energy.
And what if codes, numbers aren't enough and somebody needs some kind of guidance because they are overwhelmed and drowning in their life, keep losing the dock, not a master yet?
Well, that's the thing. And what you say, how does the code number affect our physical body? Well, because this work, right, works with the physical and even beyond your physical, because that's just a suit, right, that we're wearing, that we're zipped into. So this works on your essence of your being beyond your physical. As you're working on your essence of your being, of course, it spills out into the physical. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, your question was say, how do you go beyond numbers? That's why I speak the light language, the language of the Akash, right, that I'm going to share with everybody. Probably it's a good segue into that now. So they have that other energy working upon them, because they have to disentangle from eons and eons of the energetics upon their soul. Think of it like a disc, a CD, right? A record, whatever, you yeah. know, an information thing, that all your lives and all the aspects of yourself, this is not just you as our names and physicality. We've had many other aspects that people think dead and buried. No, it's not dead and buried. There's no time. So it's simultaneously happening. Think of the soul. And I like to say, as a disco ball or a crystal, shine the light, all the sparkles around the room, all the sparkles are all the you. Right, all that information coming to the soul of all those experiences, traumas, dramas, joys, right? and the energetics of the generational entanglements, right? So that's huge, of that information, that disc, that file, right? That's why people feel stuck or looping the same, because those things have to be altered, right? So someone who can come and help you to disentangle from that, right? No longer loop in that, cut that, dissolve that, and bring in codes to help raise you back up. So you're never in acclimation with that anymore, but you're here now vibrationally. So those things that could touch one or such, or parasitic plague, or same old, right? You're in a different frequency. So mm-hmm. we can't touch that. So that's why this powerful work that comes in. And like I said, I thought I was just going to be wife and mommy, not remembering, right, that I help in creation, and then I could help people, because as you help the people, right, yeah. they also are the ones that change the creation, right? We put codes in the field to help make a platform. As we pulled away the old, it needed a platform to begin to unfurl. So creation was saying, hurry, hurry for me to start coding. So there would be a platform, like a beginning, right, of something, and then it unfurls, right? So then all of you, again, matching with that, can take part of that, right? But it is the work, the effort. This is not a magic wand, what, a magic wand, oh, you're healed like this. You took eons of time to get you tangled in this, right? Being part of all of this. This is takes time and effort, and plus you don't want to be exploded, right? You don't want to be yeah. sick, mm-hmm. right? So dust. So they have to invest, right? This takes an investment on their part. How are you going to step into your mastery, your divine creator being, right? If you don't take some part and effort in that, but get assistance when assistance is in front of you, yes? So you can see and hear, actually, not be a swine, poor little piggies that don't understand when you're throwing the pearls to them, yes, lost to them because they don't understand. This is seeing and hearing and realizing pearls that are being thrown at one, treasures to go and receive and partake of that could help them at the depth of their being, you know?
Awesome. Thank you. So Dina says, I'm very ready for another list. Me too, Dina.
Yes. So you call me Dina, beautiful one. And you, we're going to put on the list too, figure it out. When we're going to do it. Can I speak light language for everyone now?
Yes.
All they have to do is relax. And whatever I'm doing for them now, 3 days, it'll still keep with them stir, right? They just be gentle with themselves. And I hope they're going to come and have the session, because the session is personalized for them, right? Hands-on in their field, immersed. So please make the investment. This is not just, $450, $600, people are charging to give you a message from something. This is much less than that. And you are receiving things that are priceless at the essence of your soul and your beingness as you travel through eternity, you know? So it's definitely, you guys are worth it. Give yourself or someone else a present of that, right? But right now we're going to begin a little bit of a process, so you have a taste of it a bit, yes? Mm-hmm. And then you can invest and make it more personal. So here we go, everyone. I just want to let you know, in case you haven't heard me before, high-pitched is the fairies to touch the inner child. Deep sounds would be the ancient ones, Native Americans, yes, if I'm drumming on myself, to work with the generational lineages, right, ancestral stuff. So you help your ancestors, your generations, as you would have a session and invest in this as well. And also clicking sounds are for the multidimensional aspects of you, right, because that is what we are as well. So my work reaches to those aspects of you. Kali may come in. Kali's coming to destroy, persevere, right, over that which has held us down, to help us build a new Shakti energies as well. Okay, everyone? So here we go. Here we go. Some releasing from your hearts, front and back. Sha sha. Savoir mon chien, ssi. The fairies. The fairies come, right? Touch that inner child, make that heart release a little bit more gentle for all of you. Now here we go. Hunananay, Es así, muchas. Es así, es así, es así. The fairies. See the ancient ones. Humahana, ho yo, ho yo, ho ye, ha ya. Humahama, hey, humahama, hey, humahama, hey, humahama, hey, humahama, hey, humahama, hey, gundande, kusha, hundandai. Around the belly button, ancient generational lineages released in gundi, gundandai, gundu, hundi, kandai. Dum shahi, kankutu, hundia. Bahunta, handu, kum shakata. Bahi kankuta sayan totum yana hune sayia yai. Sevla motion. Esasi, 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 esasi. Fairies, make that lighter for you guys. Several motions. Estasi, 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 estasi. And Kali wants to come. Beautiful gift. Kali, yes, to help you destroy the old, persevere. So beautiful ones, remember, you're being immersed in this a bit. And then you're going to come have a session. So you take it deep and personal. So here we go. Here we go, Kali. Kali, I'm a nino. Language of the Akash, Kali, come in the language of the Akash, rewrite the Akash. Imini Kash, Kali, Imini Kash, Kali, Kesh, Isk, Galactic, Ishk, Ub, Ishk, Aptik, Ishk, Aptik, Ishk, Ekali. Imini Kash, Isk, Aptik, Ishk, Aptik, Ishk, Ekali. Imini Kash, Kakuya, Imini Kash. SSC, more shares. SSC, SSC, SSC. I'm going to cough some for releasing around the throat. Shem. Hashem, Hashem, Shem, Shem, Shem. Esasi Mosheris. Esa, Esa, Esa. Patu ut akt ekasha. Esasi Mosheris. Esasi, 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 Esasi. Esasi, Esasi. I'm not going to seal them up because right before we go, we're going to bring a little bit more in for them and then I'll seal everybody up, right? So, I see, I see, I see. How you doing, Alara?
Oh, wow. I felt quite a bit of stuff happening in my chest, back of my neck, you know, it's like, yeah, a lot shifting, changing.
Yes, so I hope they will come and partake because this is priceless what they will be taking part of. They're saying they're stuck. They're saying this. They're saying that, right? I'm not here just to give them, yes, the angel, the masters, collectors, they're wonderful, yes? But we are not playing. Think of the tree of life, yes? You have branches, yes? On upon the branches are the stages set, the costume worn, right? Of the angels, the masters, the galactics, right? Which are what? There's only one being, creation, wearing those different masks, so to say, playing upon the different stages set, right? But those were intermediaries in the time of forgetting, yes? I take you to the root of the tree, the base of the tree, yes? Which is creation, and you and it are, yes, part of the wellspring of that creation, yes? So rather than be lost in the labyrinths of all that, where one may want to vest and play, this is an opportunity to take them to the root of the tree, yes? That which they are to connect with and remember and be empowered by that remembrance and that connection, as they could go forth as creator beings to create beautiful things, cutting their puppet strings so they no longer have to hand them over to another being who they think is greater than thou, than them, you know? Mm-hmm. So no more puppet strings, right? Throw away the crutches and training wheels, right? Standing as that empowered being. And this work helps them to get there and stay more and more on the dock. Yes. Even if you're off quicker, boom, back on that dock, you know? Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in this special offer, we have, you know, package A, B, and C. Package A are the four MP3s, right? And package B is the numbers with you, the 90-minute session with you. And then we still have package C, which is a 45-minute session with you. So just so that everybody knows that when you do your 90-minute session with Audrey, it's basically going to be pages, could be pages of numbers. So it's not a reading, you know, per se. It's not a healing per se, but it's all about the numbers. You're receiving the numbers and you're writing them down.
Yeah, it is the healing from the numbers, just not a fortune telling, because that's going to disempower them in the long run. And if they want to play in that, then they're going to keep playing that. Always looking in someone telling a disempowering situation of that. And that was, like I said, in the time of forgetting, we would look to someone telling me an angel, a seer, or whatever, right? Yeah. But now, if you stand back in your mastery, like the example of the painter, right, of that picture, you have to begin to stand on the ground of that and feet steady. Like, think about when the kids ride the bike, right? You throw away the training wheels and you get steady on that. That's what my work helps you, unless they want to make a decision. Now, this is the time of the great divide. Another one of my messages, make a decision, no more fence sitting, right? Which side of the great divide are you going to be on? You see, your decisions, if you want to play in the other things, that'll put you on one side of the great divide. If you want to play in empowerment and understanding you're a creator being, remembering and go forth and creating the new, that takes you here, which is evolution, motion, and movement. The other one will just take you to dissolution, because anything that doesn't evolve, what happens to it? So no more fence sitting by your beingness, by your works, or what you are told, or what you are, you bear witness to, which side of that great divide you're going to be on. So this work is offering you help so you can be on that side rather than the other one, you know. So that is of a great value. Yeah.
So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Audrey and take a look at the three different offers there. I'm getting, so Taryn says, so agree that fortune telling is disempowering. It is. I mean, even I don't like to, you know, if people ask me questions, I don't want to say what path is right for them, because it's up to you. Like, what lights you up right now? What's getting you excited? You know, what feels good in your heart? Do that. But the point is to do something, move forward in some direction, right?
And that's the beauty of the joy of this, to remembering you're a creator being. Everyone gives all the angels powers, okay? The angels are beautiful beings, but again, their hands are tied to, they could only work within the perimeters they would use to service us, yes, in the time of forgetting, right? They cannot decide, like us, I want to go on a trip, a vacation, I want this love, I want to have a child, I want to do this, that, and the other thing. They cannot. They could only work within their perimeters, right? So this is us remembering that we have that. What do we want to follow that is joyful to us, yes? That's an important thing, too. We're doing all this work, but also don't miss the joy of having a body, right? Because we could smell, taste, and touch. When we are in creation and we are energy, yes, you dream dreams, so to say, right? You have concept of things. But creation has devised a way, yes, to come into its creation, to experience its creation and its dreams in a way that is not only held in concept, but is brought down to be experienced, yes, to taste, to touch, to smell, to be immersed and to feel, right, and taste and touch and know its creation. So added to the conceptual knowing, you add the depth of the experiential knowing. And that, when we get back to lessons, when we were saying lessons before is a trap and all of this, it's because it's not lessons and it's not all of that. It's about you are in creation to have experiences. Creation itself wishes to have experiences. When you have experiences, you see, you always come away with a positive, whether a little or a lot, not like a lesson that you have failed. From having the experiences, you have come to know a thing, have knowledge of a thing. See, that's where they use the trap, learning, you see, but it's the knowing and the knowledge of a thing, to have learned about a thing, which is always in a positive, empowering way. And if we don't want to experience one other thing, we have the power to say, you know what, we're going to experience this now. So don't miss the joy joy of also having a body, whether it's just to taste something, to look at the sky, to feel the breeze upon you, yes? Yeah. While you have a physicality to do it. And also in the sessions, they're going to get to talk to the beings of light. Hopefully we'll have time to bring them in a little bit. So in that session, they also get to the beings of light to have time to personally feel them and speak with them as well.
So Jayshree has a testimonial that she'd like to share. Let me see if I can find you, Jayshree. You want to unmute yourself? Let me see if I can find you. Hold on.
Oh, beautiful Jayshree. She does so much work for creation as well and for the beautiful people.
I don't see her. Oh, there she is. I see you. Jayshree, hi. Where are you? Jayshree?
Hi.
There you are.
So there she is.
Hi. Hi, beautiful one.
Oh, it's not a good connection.
Let's try again. Is that better?
No, it's a robot voice I'm hearing. I mean, I hear you, but it's a robot type of voice.
I think it's the energy.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, is that better? Is that... is it working?
I mean, we can hear you. We can understand you. So if it's a short testimonial, sure.
Okay, let's go for it. I was on the call last year around August. I think it was end of July. And I'd been involved in a court case. And So I'd never spoken to Audrey before. It was the first time I'd worked with various healers, no disrespect to them, to get some movement on, you know, on the court documents. And I had a deadline to submit my answering affidavit, which was about 4 days from the time I listened to all on your show. And on the day of the deadline, I just couldn't get to it. I was exhausted, and then suddenly I woke up at 12 midday, and I managed to submit the answering affidavit on time, you know, so I made the deadline. So Audrey's work has helped me, to support that court case, but I've also used it in places of prayer in South Africa. In churches and mosques and temples, and in the court, to shift all of the energy, because, you know, South Africa has been deeply affected by crime. And so I started using, you know, when I went to court, I didn't even focus on my case. I was just reading the numbers. I kept reading the numbers throughout. And so to give you further feedback, the president, I was reading the numbers in church, and the next day the president from Zoom resigned, you know. So that was something incredible. And again, in February of this year, I was reading numbers in church, in that particular shrine, and our president resigned, you know. So...
That's awesome. You
know, I use the numbers expansively beyond, like, you know, my personal situation for the global work that I've been also, you know, involved in parallel to this. And all these numbers and her work, I consider her one of the best life language healers. And one of the most profound healers on our planet right now. So that's my testimonial.
Thank you.
Her work is brilliant, brilliant beyond words.
Yeah.
She gave me a recent numbers in November, and I got to walk past a place where I was robbed and stabbed alone at night, and I walked to an AGM, and I went to court again based on that those numbers.
Awesome.
So I would say to people, if you haven't gotten the numbers, if you like to work with her, you know, Audrey's work is phenomenal.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Jayshree.
Beautiful one. That would be so lovely for sharing with you guys. See, and it's not just from my mouth, someone who's experienced them for her own personal life. Oh my goodness, in her work that she is doing, like I said, for humanity, for the planet, for existence itself, taking the numbers even, you know, as another support for her in that, and as she's sharing, to use them in such an expanded way, right? So it's multi-purposes in so many ways. So thank you, beautiful ones, for sharing. Thank you so much. And I appreciate that so much.
Thank you, Jayshree.
We got to talk soon.
I'm going to mute you. You're
pulling in the beings of light. Say hello to everyone.
Hold on one
second. Do we have time?
Yep. Hold on just one second. Arlene, did you want to say something? Because I see you unmuted. Maybe that's by accident. I'm going to go with that's an accident. Okay, go ahead. Let me just answer. Julie's asking, is package C a session with number codes? No, only package B. Okay, so package B is 90-minute session that has all the numbers. Okay, awesome. All right, go ahead. Light, beings of light, you're muted. Hold on one second. Okay, now you're unmuted. Go ahead.
They are high vibratory beings, the beings of light. I gave them the name beings of light because actually they have no name, right? Because they are energy high frequency. They remember that they are part of the all that is. Their energy signature stamp is their name, which is just a vibration, right? But we need a reference point for them as humans. So I gave them that name. And they'll come in a session and talk with you guys just that they are now. They sound like me, but they're not me. And again, the things they talk about, they want us to know, throw away the crutches and training wheels, many paths of possible probabilities, realities in constant motion and movement. You are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. So I'm going to let them come in and talk to you guys now, okay? We go, beautiful Allah, we say to you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. And Jazree, we thank you and the others that are sharing, yes, for working with our beautiful, powerful, yes, 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 you're saying, what are you saying, yes? But we say it's truthful, that you are giving testimony, yes, to the power of this work, beautiful ones to come. So we thank you all that are sharing here. Thank you, beautiful Lara, for the opportunity, yes, to come through, and perhaps those that get the session, they can speak with us as well, yes, in communication, a priceless thing, we say. Because beautiful ones, this is to, again, at the essence of your being, of what you are, is a soul, yes, so to do the work on that level and that understanding, yes. Yes, it ripples out. Yes, to your physicality, the suit that you are wearing, so to say. But it affects you at your totality of the essence of yourself, soul, energy, spirit. Yes, your essence of your soul, your spirit, beautiful ones. To work with that, yes, that is a treasure. You see, beyond any physical. Perhaps in physical, you think that is the only thing of value. But we say to you, once you're out of physical, you say, that was a fleeting moment, yes? So it is much more important to affect yourself of what you're moving through eternity, yes, as and with. Now, beautiful Lara, we say to you, thank you, thank you. Can you feel us? Perhaps they might feel us, but it is no problem whether or not they can, yes, because we are here with them, pouring love over them, yes, because they have just been immersed in many high energies, so they may not feel us, yes, but it is no matter.
I can feel you for sure, yes, thank you.
We are so glad you are feeling us, Alara. We do just want to say to them, you know, and to remind you, this is not our language, it is very limiting, yes, but we use it nonetheless to speak in communication. How are you, beautiful one? Thank you for the works that you are doing as well, and all of you are doing, Jazree is doing, and so many are doing by holding your light, you see, by being here to have awareness. Yes, while many still sleep. That is so important, beautiful ones, yes? And to step to this place of empowerment as a creator being, remembering that you are that. Many do not wish for you to remember that. They lose you in the distraction of the spirituality still, you see? Because this is a message channel has brought forth. What have they done? They had religion, you understand? What did they do with religion? Fear, big business manipulation, not what it was supposed to be for, you see? Yes? Then they got too smart for religion. What did they make? Spirituality. What did they do with spirituality? The same thing, fear, big business manipulation, do you understand? Neither of what those are to be at the core of it, but they were used in this. So we say to you, be careful, yes? Have awareness, have knowing of your heart. Use these eyes. Many they say to us, we wish to see, and they speak, we understand. Not with these eyes, but with these eyes. And we say to them, understand that these eyes, even beyond the physical eyes, can be open to manipulation and deception. You understand? So we say to all of you, look with the best eyes, which are the eyes of the heart, which are no eyes at all, but yet the best eyes, because these eyes are not open to manipulation and deception. So we say to you, when you feel with what resonance with you, you understand that you feel within here, shall I take a step here or shall I take a step back? You see, this is not open to manipulation and distraction or lies. You see, this is the clearest way of seeing in the eyes of the heart. Now, beautiful one, we say to you, we thank you all for doing all the works that you were doing. And beautiful Laura, how are you? Yes, how are you?
Good, I'm good, thanks. Lots of changes.
Yes, but this is good as long as you keep your hands, so to say, on that steering wheel, so to say, of that ship. Yes, as the captain of the ship that you understand that you are. So you steer it, yes? In that light that you are, yes? And that you emanate, yes? And keep it in that light, yes? So you, as the empowered being, will make adjustments, yes? Mm-hmm. And accommodations, such as you paint in your picture or you weave in your tapestry, yes? The story of you, beautiful one, yes? So all the toss and turns or whatever may be thrown into you as a distraction, you see, that you will see it, be aware, yes, as an example of off the dock to the water, but swim back to that place, yes, of some stability, empowerment to feed and nourish you, yes, as you go upon your beautiful journeys throughout creation and you see others so beautifully with the works that you are doing, yes, as this, bringing this to so many to help empower them, beautiful, yes. Now, we speak so much. Is there anything else you would like to say to us, beautiful one, or shall we return it to channel? We hope that they will be taking advantage of this opportunity to receive this powerful work, yes, and also have an opportunity to speak with us.
If you could just send us all, you know, as we're going into the holiday season, just a blessing so that we can stay in our power, so that we can stay calm, so we can be at ease and enjoy the season the way it was meant to be enjoyed.
Yes, and beautiful one, we say again, the things that you were talking about on this gift of this giving, yes, to bring them awareness when they speak of what will 2019 hold. Understand that there are many forces, you understand, that wish to entangle them in the stories, distract them, manipulate them, yes, in the stories, in the dramas, yes, in the same old, yes. So do not be caught in that, yes, to understand is the thing, wishing to take them off the dock, so to say, yes,
yeah.
To stay on the dock, keep empowering themselves, be in appreciation of this season, yes, which is to be of love, true love, yes,
yeah, exactly.
You see so many joining in love and appreciation and gratitude, to stay in that you have a physicality, that you have even awarenesses that are coming to you, that you have come across this, what is it to say? This works that you are doing, yes, this show, what's the word? I got our language, yes, that is being emanated out, yes, to give them empowerment, all these words that channel is speaking, you help supporting as well, yes, those things to be grateful, yes, that they have come across that even, yes, you see? So yes. To be grateful and in appreciation, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Channel is needing a drink, yes, for her physicality, yes, it is not. She is needing it, she is speaking so much, yes, one moment please. So we say to you, yes, we are using her vessel, so she needs the drink, yes, so much energy coming through,
yes,
her, you can understand,
yes.
But we say to you, this place of gratitude and appreciation is a beautiful place for humans to get to, even if it could be the smallest thing, that if you are thirsty, you can go quench your thirst, yes, that you can stand, that you can see or hear, and if you cannot see and hear, but yet that you can find other things to be appreciation of in one's experience and gratitude, because that places them in a good place of energy, yes, and to stay out of all of this that wish to feed off of them, have awareness that they wish to feed off of you, trapping you in a drama, a story, yes, and to say no, I will be empowered, I understand that, which is what that is, yes, yeah. And no more of that for me, as you keep in this place and works on the self, yes, beautiful yeah. One, so we yeah. Hope that help you a bit in that, yes.
Awesome.
Now, dearest one, we wish you much love, and we hope we will speak to you again, and we thank you, much appreciation, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's me, so, yeah.
That's beautiful, thank you, and what was I going to say, so, yeah, that was... I love it when the beings of light come in, because even though you say it's your voice, it's slightly different, you know?
Yeah.
It is slightly different. And I love their accent, whatever, you know, kind of accent.
The style of them. right, like the style of them, so to say. You know that there's a, oh yes, 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 beautiful one. You know the difference from them. Yes, and plus you can feel us. Yes, dear one. Yes, exactly. So you know the difference. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, thank you. And so I'm just gonna see Randy. Thank you so much. That's so sweet. I have a special smile today. I'm not sure if there's any other.
I wanted to ask about the numbers, if I could roll numbers very quick just to give.
Oh, yes, I was going to ask that. It's like, can you give an example or, like a taste for people to about what the numbers are? Beautiful. You know, I'm not going to write them down. But
say again?
I'm not going to write them down, but if somebody else wants to write them down,
they can. No, this is no writing, because there's two ways the numbers work, right? One where I go slow. So they don't have to be startled about how quick I'm going to do this right now. Because sometimes people don't catch when I'm saying it. And they're like, how the heck do you think I could write the numbers when you're saying them so quickly? I'm like, no. How I'm going to do it now is how I do it at the end of the light language, the Akash language session. I roll the numbers very, very quickly. It's like moving the energies around, right?
Yeah.
And I have the opportunity to seal everyone up from what we did earlier, remember? So I'm going to roll some numbers and then seal everyone up, right?
So,
but if you were to write the numbers, it goes much more slowly.
Exactly.
Right? That's different from what they're going to experience now. So if everyone re-listens to this and thinks they're going to write it, no, it's not their codes. It's not for that. No writing this. The writing portion would be personal and separate, and we go much more slowly, and we go over 2 or 3 times, so they make sure that they got the series properly, because we'll also work with the neural networking and writing, and sometimes people feel, right, and they think they're writing certain numbers, and they're not, so I have to go over it to make sure that they received it properly, so no worries with that.
So Audrey, I think Anthony wants to say something.
Beautiful. Anthony is a beautiful, beautiful client of mine who has become a friend. And it's so wonderful with his devotion to the work. Anthony now can speak light language as well, because gifts and abilities are also brought forth when one is in resonance to enhance their gifts and bring them forward. And so I'm so proud of him that he speaks light language as well. So, oh my goodness, that's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Anthony, you there? We lost him. He was there. Oh, there he is. Anthony, did you want to say something?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to speak a little life for you guys. Thank you so much. It's a master tu turuk samastea iraxo tu satu saman tu tu turuk tu ni saturu ta tu sataruk sumasta raksa ira ta turuk tu ma turuk su tu 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 samu turuk su turu ira ta tu ta turuk su sama iraxo tu tu masta tu sararu ta su taru ma tirakasa turu tu 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 sata ma ta ta tu risa ita rok tu masta ita rok tu ma tu turuk tu masta ora ratu kastu tu na masta utira tu katu raksa ita rok tu ma ita tu sama ita tu tu ma tu tu Thank you so much
for everybody that made it on this call, and that we are the golden ones, and we are here to remember. And thank you so much, Audrey, for helping me remember and take charge of my life. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Anthony.
Thank you so much. He shared a beautiful gift with all of you. See, and that is with him being vested in this work. He was able to bring this forth. And I love it, because he's mentioning, again, part of my work. And one of the messages is speaking about that. And here's a gift for all you guys. When you want to know about going into the new year, right? This new work and session of time, right? To take advantage of within the no time of the eternal now. You are the shiny, triumphant, golden ones, you see? You go down in the book of life, right? As the shiny, triumphant, golden ones. Those of you that even in the midst of this forgetting, even in the midst of all that has gone on, you were able to remember that which you are, right? Invitation to remembering, we're speaking of, right? To remember that which you are. And in that remembering, you were able to be it. Yes, in your beingness, and express that. And so thusly, to our predecessors, which are us, because we always are in a circle, right? Mm-hmm. We go down to them as the shiny, triumphant, golden ones in the book of life, right? Because we have written this in the book of life. From this this forgetting, this sickness that has gone on, right? To cleanse it and clear it through the body of creation, to remember that which we are by being it and creating the new. And so we close the old book, right? And we write in the new book as we go forward. And that's so what all the beautiful, and he was reminding me of that. We say we are the shiny, triumphant, golden ones, right? Those of us in the time of the great divide, right? That stand in their power rather than just worry about what star am I from? Give me my gift. Or give me an angel message. You see, that is not all of this, the importance, mm-hmm. right? Of this that is going on, that is occurring now throughout creation, you know, and taking advantage to jump on board of that and be in resonance with that, of true being, not concept. Because many speak love, unity, oneness, and it's kind of empty. Like I said, the spiritual distraction, I'm so sorry, forgive me, but I could only speak truth. We have to get to the place of truly being it in our beingness, not just to talk concepts and ideals, but expressing it for ourselves and for others and actually be it in the walk that we're walking, not just talk and concept. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to speak numbers. Is that okay, Lara?
Yes.
Here we go. A countdown to open at 876-876-531, 2718, 2718, 108, 308, 308, 308, 306, 356, 408, 408, 408, 456, 456, 508, 508, 508, 526, 556, 608, 608, 656, 656, 708, 708, 708, 708, 721, 721, 721, 721, 721, 756, 756, 808, 808, 856, 856, 908, 908, 908, 1108, 1108, 1108, 1108, 1108, 1108, 1008, 1008, 1056, 1056, 57, 18, 57, 18, 108, 108. Galactic, multidimensional use. Close it up. 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 9 nines of completion. I'm an akasha kakui ata ut et em at uriyaname. Arivatu ushk akai. Esma akasha kaku et et yomene. Esma shahia shashayasa. Esasi 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 esasi. Una mona sani ven non è, una mona sani ven non è, ven non è, ven non è, una mona si, venessuna si, a se, a se, a se, a se, masamasa, 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 shishamay shashay. And all these hand motions, movements are all energy as well going off to them, you know? And this is worldwide through Zoom, Skype, phone, however they want to do it. And it would be so beautiful if they continue this beautiful gift that they received today. Yes, for me and you, Alara, making it possible for them that they take it personal and immerse into it. And also something else is like angel wings, but I don't tell everyone that because I don't want them to be disappointed. But sometimes in the work in the session, it will be opening these points here, which are energy factors. Like when they saw the energy coming out of the angels and such, was waves of energy, like the wings, opening them up, helping them. So they have that also empowered with them, right, as they walk upon their journey. It's sometimes part of the session that comes through as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful. Yeah, thank you. And so, you know, when you do package B with all the numbers, she's going to do those numbers but slowly so that you can write them down, and the pages, you know, it could be one page, could be two pages, could be three pages, and you're just writing down the numbers, and it's all energy, because numbers are all energy, you know, so just know that. So thank you for that. That was nice. Who am I hearing by accident? All right, awesome. All right, is there anything else that we have to discuss? We talked about the special offer. There is a free gift, which I will put on the page in the email that's going to go out later. And, you know, if you you know, go back and watch this again and listen to this again, because like I said, the energy that is coming through Audrey is really powerful. And, you know, if you've seen me kind of looking like a little zonked at times, yeah, it's just the energy. I'm receiving, you know, I'm like totally receiving it. And so part of that for me is the yawning and being tired, because that's just how I integrate.
Right, integrate and process, exactly, exactly. And the beautiful thing is it's 90 minutes, so that's a lot of time. So they have time to talk to me one-on-one. This is not just a recording or a book, so you have live, right, interaction, questions, whatever's going on. Then we write the numbers, then they can go to the restroom, right? Then they're going to lie down or get comfy cozy in a chair and such if they can, close their eyes and have the experience, you know. Then we talk again when they're ready to do so, and then the beings of light come. So it's a beautiful, nice, very full session, you know, not just listening to something. You have human interaction, because we are being the new day now, right? In our creation, in our interaction, in our expression, and to experience that being open, heart to heart. Some people say protection. What are you protecting? That's the old way. Now it's open heart, one-to-one, to share, to help, to talk, to laugh, right? As we journey and meet another aspect of creation, right? A beautiful aspect, meeting another, and we share all together. That's so beautiful. The free gift is a message from what it's called when it came through, the one, like the oneness, right? Whatever name you want to name it, right? Has many names, all names and no name, God, prime creator, wellspring of consciousness, whatever. But it's a little repetitive, but that's because it's setting an energy in the message, and it's very powerful. And it's the one explaining how we are all connected, right? It said, see the game I play, see the dream I dream, right? And how we are all connected from that source of creation, right? And as we go forth as an expanded, evolved version of it, again, bringing from the distortion and the chaos, the balance, right? And actually being the expression of love and a new creation to go forth, you know, to experience for ourselves and for others, right? As we remember, as we are have the accept the invitation that we are offering, right? Yeah. To remember the true remembering of what they are, you know?
And once you start to remember, it's not even a starting to remember. Once you remember, you are changed. You are not the same once you remember.
Exactly.
What do you do with the numbers? The numbers you give us, what are we supposed to do with them? Look at them or what?
Yes, I had said before, but when you're writing them, it works on your neural networking, right? And then you, besides the work that I'm doing, immersing that in your field, right, in the Akash and or the cosmic galactic use and such, the work that's going to be affecting you when you're receiving the numbers in the work, then you have this list. Thank you for asking again. So we're going to refresh their memory in case I speak so quick. So sorry if someone may have missed it. Then you go and you have this list, right? You are going to take time to invest in reading over these numbers. Some people do it a couple of times a day, one time a day, a couple of times a week. There is no right and wrong in it. You are going to feel within yourself, right, how many times to read over the numbers. Some even keep it with them in their wallet or their pocketbook, like a woman in Japan that felt attacked. She was very empathetic, and she felt attacked whenever she went out, and she lived like a recluse because she couldn't go out. So when she took the numbers with her, she was able to be fortified, right, and felt like she was in a bubble, so she wasn't attacked anymore. And like beautiful Jezri said, help her with the court case, you know. Other people put them under the pillow if they feel like they're being attacked at night or having issues. Then all around the world, people are using them in different ways, as far as their outcome. But this is what you would do with the numbers when you have your own list. You would read them over, right, saying each number. You can think on something that you want to bring to you in a positive or manifest or help you fortify the energies to bring that to you and help you to build that. Or if something negative is happening, it gives you a fortification against that and help to dissipate that and dissolve that. So you would think on that situation that you're dealing with. Or you don't even have to think about anything, because sometimes people say, well, I don't have anything to think about. And I said, that's fine, because we don't know from moment to moment our lives what's going on. So reading the numbers are throwing out that pockets of energy to help fortify you, right? And to whatever come what may that is happening with you. And that is the language of creation, which is numbers. Again, beyond symbols, which are contaminated, language are contaminated. So it comes in numbers and codes. And that's how you would personally use them, besides the work that is done to you and your field, right, and your coding and untangling you. and uploading you to be matched. So multiple things, right? But that's how you personally would go about using them, have that tool for you in your life as you're going forward upon your journeys, you know?
Thank you. This has fried my brain. I can't think. So yes, if you did, I'm sure you said it before, but I have no clue.
Just relax, because it's very, very powerful. Relax, you'll be fine. A couple of days, it stirs through you. And when you're ready, you come and get your personal, you know, so you will have it. And this is a beautiful gift, a holiday gift, right? For you, for my husband, Lara's also, for helping Lara to allow us to do this. So you guys can receive. I like to talk about Lara as a good inoculation. You know how in the world they say all the bad inoculations? Well, this is a good inoculation, right? Against all that is happening, because we are in a field of so much that is bombarding us, right? Between the electronics and the manipulation and the AI and all the old stories and parasitic plagues, it's huge. So you guys come and have received a good inoculation to help empower you, you know, because present and gift. So I hope you guys will make it personal then when you come and receive your sessions, you know.
So Anthony says, yes, my numbers are like my sword and shield.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes, exactly. 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 You know, I heard someone was talking about a story about being, we were Excalibur. Excalibur is like the cross, right? The Christ, the Christos, the real one and such. Yes, not any manipulations of one, but the real one. And saying how we then were able to use that, right, to dissipate whatever was coming in, let's say to plunder and harm, you know, the lands or their people and such, right? So there we go. We had that Excalibur against this parasite that was going on that would affect beings to behave, right, in those lower vibratory expressions, right? But then through what happened, right, I don't know, but happened in the experiment of dissipating that, right, and no longer having that power, right, as a knighted one, right? So this work is about to get that back. That's ours. That's our divine birthright. We want back what is ours, our remembrance, our divine birthright, our power, than have these other beings keep lying, manipulating, which happened from eons of time back. So that's why it's hard to remember. But now the voice is coming in to speak to those who would listen in a year, right? And to get on board with this, right? So they could take back what is rightfully theirs as a creator being, than those other ones that are all pretense and in lower, but we were able to take advantage and make everyone sick because people forgot what they were, right? So they manipulated the situation, was never supposed to happen. So we come in to heal that, right? On multiple levels of what we were doing, right? But that is so important than just give me a message, right? Because we are the ones that we have been waiting for. Yes, not a galactic, not an angel, not anyone else. Us as creator beings, remember, we are that. So let's go, people.
So Amuna, I hope I'm saying your name properly. Amuna says, the session with Audrey is so lovely and so filled with love. I had two sessions and I'm longing for more. She's just gorgeous to work with. And Dina said, I use mine with my grid work and healing Gaia in the oceans. So beautiful. And Taryn is asking, what is included in Package C? So Package C is a 45-minute session with Audrey, and it's no numbers. So it's not the number work. Audrey, you wanted to talk about that for a quick second as well?
Actually, I'd have to go back and see which one it is, because I know we set up this package last time. Yeah. So I don't remember the exact wording.
Package C.
What does it say from the first package? The first package would have, do you have the MP3s? Are you still offering those?
So package A is those four MP3s, right? Mm-hmm. And then package B is the 90-minute personal session with the number codes. Okay. And package C is the 45-minute session with a $50 discount on future session. It's just a 45-minute private session.
Remember? I don't have it in front of me, so I'm so sorry. So I can't say exactly because I don't remember. I know we set it up like a while back and I didn't refresh my memory. I was so busy doing work and the coding, the field and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't have a chance to go back and take a look at
it. Can you see that?
Did you put it up? Beautiful.
I did, but I don't know if you can see it. Only if I'm talking can you see it, right?
Yes, can you see the one before that? Because that's the one that I want to see. What was the one before that?
Package B, is the personal session with the number codes. I should have changed it to 90 minutes. Oops.
That's what I think it was. Now I got it. This session is a 1 hour session with me, right? Let's see, Sacred Key to Miracle Code. And I believe if you went with the 90 minutes, that gives us more more time, right? Yeah. Isn't it? Is it say to 45 minutes?
So this one should say 90 minutes with the number codes. And I guess this one I should move down to the 45 minute session just so that they have a description of what it is, right?
Yes. So you've got it right, because it says right up there, that is the time, because we need a time frame. We need that 90 minutes, because it's about 20 minutes, about time we make sure the numbers and everything.
Yep.
So that's why we needed the extra time frame for that.
So, you know, the 45 minute, like I said, does not include the numbers. It's just, it's probably just going to be what the beings of light come in and
beings of light and the light language. But I would really hope they go for C. I was just giving them an option, because sometimes people want to have a little bit of taste of something first before they immerse themselves. So we wanted to give them options, you know.
Yep.
I would hope they have been, if they have been on this particular call, right, they have really been immersed. So I hope that they will go for the middle one, you know what I mean? So they can have the numbers with it, but that's totally up for them. If they just want to do a little bit of taste talk and just do light language, maybe at another time, you know, come and have the numbers, that's totally up to them. But we wanted to give them an option, some options for them of what they felt comfortable with, you know, how much they wanted to immerse themselves in and such, you know. But I hope they will go for that one, because you yourself and everyone's beautiful testimony of how powerful the numbers are. So I hope they will take advantage.
So I have iPhone says, I have a question about what can the numbers do for health and how fast it works.
Hmm. Well, how fast it works, everyone is individual, right? Yeah. Of how they're able to take in and acclimate to this as well, right? And disentangle from what has taken eons and eons, right? Because disease, of course it helps disease as well. It's all over the place, right? Yeah. All over the place these numbers are used, right? I had a woman who, someone else was just listening to her recite the numbers, and she's like, oh my God, my aunt who can't hear said she heard me reading these numbers, right? So it's wide how it's used and personal for each person, right? And how quick or not. Yeah. But yes, it's for everything.
So we are not saying on this call that Audrey is healing or curing anybody, okay? Just have to put that out there for the legal
because
folks.
Disease and healing is huge. It takes a lot, and it's a person's personal investment. This is not a magic wand you're healed, right? Because you have illness because energetic things, you know, eon upon eon of time, bleed through of other aspects of self, generational things, right? Yeah. Upset, parasitic plague feeding upon you, right? The same energies over and over holding one down, which then emanates through in a physical illness of some sort. Mm-hmm. So that is why it is a peeling away of things, right?
Yeah.
That's in a person to be healed, right? So they also invested to do their healing, to get to this place of healing, right? Because even though we give them all these tools and things, if they want to still do the same, how are they going to get anywhere else if they're perpetuating in that hamster wheel over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. No, we want to get them out of that. These are tools to help them upon their journey to get to the place of something different, a different way to experience things, to be out of disease, right? And those other things. Right? So it's a work and a process for them as well to be invested, right? No magic wands, you know, like I said, eons and eons of time and energetics to get one to the point where they are and things holding and manipulating and deceiving them. So we have to get out of all that, right? Break that apart. And my work is about room, right? Breaking that apart so one could get to this different place of experience, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Oh, I totally get it. I guess you could record your numbers and play in the car and on the go.
You can do that, yes. But I also said to people that is not just to be used that way.
Because there must be passive
investment.
Yeah.
Exactly. Of one's time. And it's like I explained, like you have to hit each of the piano keys on the piano, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have to actually physically hit the piano key to make that note come out. This is why it must be that you are saying the sounds or reading the sounds. So you're vested in it, hitting each piano key, so to say. So yes, you can listen to them, but it doesn't excuse for you to be vested and hit each of those notes, each of those numbers, right? Like the piano keys.
Absolutely.
So you are working with it. So yes.
thank you. That's a great question. Hello? Hello? Phone number ending in 3665. Did you have something you wanted to say or ask? Hello? Yes, no, maybe.
Hi.
Did you want to say something? Okay.
No.
I'm going to go with a no. No worries. All right. I'm just going to mute that person. All right. So can you read them to yourself quietly, like on a bus? Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was saying. If people are around, of course you could do it quietly because they'll be like, oh my goodness, they've gone mad. What are they doing? Reading numbers. But if you're by yourself, right, yeah. Or people comfortable that you could do this with, you know, that know you and such and know what you're doing, then you would do it in voice so you can hear yourself and it emanates out. But of course, if people are around, then you would do it like silent reading and it's still as effective, right? But we would just like, if no one's around, that you say it in voice, you know, so it also affects, you know, like we're doing with writing, the neural networking. So then you're working with that sound as well, you know?
Exactly. So yes, you can say them in your head or you can say them out loud, you know, both, you know, is great. But if you can speak them out loud, you know, that would be awesome too, better probably.
Exactly. Do try to take an avail of an opportunity when you can also say them out loud, you know, exactly. It doesn't have to be strictly that, but when you can avail yourself to do it in that way as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Good. Thank you. Great question. Okay, so I think we've gone a little bit over today, but that was awesome, Audrey, and everybody for your questions. Thank you. This was awesome, awesome, awesome. Such high energy, you know. I've integrated pretty well now, so I'm not as tired as I was before, thank goodness. But wasn't that powerful? And just, you know, not just, you know, when Audrey was speaking, but also the numbers, the light language, the beings of light. I mean, we received so much. So can you recognize and acknowledge and be grateful for how much you received today? Right? So much. So thank you. And continue to receive. You can go back and watch this again. You can go back and listen to this again and continue to receive. And then and tune in to your knowing. And ask yourself, okay, which package would I like to take advantage of? Can I do the numbers? Absolutely. Will they help? Absolutely. You know, they will help. So, and then it's just a matter of you making, you know, after you purchase, you'll get together with Audrey via phone, Skype, or Zoom, and, you know, do the session with her, and yeah, you'll come away thinking, oh my goodness, why didn't I do this before?
One other thing I want to say, you know, I tell my kids, my husband, like, how do I find words to try to explain this? Because it's so beyond words of what one is receiving here, you know? So I said, I should just say, come get your wow. I think I said it on another show, right? I said, but if I say, come get your wow, people are going to think it's a selling tactic. It is not a selling tactic. It's because so many people come away and then they go, wow, or that was amazing, right? Yeah. So it is, come get your wow. Because even though you're going to listen to this, what you've received, yes, it is not the same as that personal work. It's like a surgery. Do you want the surgeon to go in the same cut over and over? No, we go and we take care of something else, right? Like this dealt with what we gave you and what you received, right? So then a personal is going to go somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. In yourself, in your story of you and your energetic field and your generations and stuff to help them, you know? So this is just a very beautiful holiday gift for all of you. Merry Christmas if you have that. Happy holiday for all the different beautiful holidays. And also happy, happy new year. Yes, as we go into the new year, right? Not being wrapped up in whatever dramas and stories or distractions or manipulations that are set up in that year to want to wrap one in. Yes,
absolutely.
Understand that. So you have a focus of what you are helping to create for yourself, for the collective, and part of all that existence. Yes, as we go forward. Yes. So that is the important thing to remember as well, right? With this happy, happy new year to all of you beautiful ones. Yeah.
And if you have had your numbers done before, maybe it's time for a new set of numbers, you know?
Exactly.
You know, because I know for myself, it's like, oh yeah, it's definitely time for some new numbers. It's like, why didn't I call Audrey like months ago when I was going through a difficult time? It's like, well, why didn't I do that?
It's, you know what it is? Sometimes we forget what we have access to ourselves to get, right? Because you're a healer too, right? Sometimes we're so like, juggle, so many things going on and wrapped in it in the moment of juggling and getting through it and such, you know, that you're like, wait a minute, I had access to this, you know? So it is to bring oneself back to say, wait a minute, right? We're so not used to knowing we have this access now to these powerful things, right? Outside of the story and everything that's happening that we can reach for, you know?
Absolutely.
To help us, because again, raising up each octave, right? Because we cannot give them all to you at one point, because boom, you see how powerful this is. You want to be knocked out? No, you still need to function.
Exactly.
You need to do. So it is a bit of a bit by bit, right? So you can acclimate and healthily and happily go forward.
So Penny's asking, do we get a recording of the session in the packages? That I don't know.
I don't record because there's so much going on. So I myself, because I don't have an assistant and such, and I have a husband and kids and life, and when this field of existence is calling me because galactics or someone else are waiting for my codes, you know, or making new platforms, moving things, I set things into creation and then it's there for others to partake of, right, as it goes forth. Then I have my work with clients around the world. So I have so much going on. So I don't do that. But if they have a means to do it, whether on their phone, right, or they're on Skype with me or Zoom with me, they themselves could give me the Zoom number and I'll connect with them. They could record it, right? On Skype, there's a way to record it. So they can do it. I just don't do it because I don't want to add more things to my already overflow with plate of things that I'm doing to add that into to make sure they get it and that I get it back to them. But they definitely can do it themselves in whatever means they find. But the other thing is, so you would know, my work, just like I said before, you can go back and listen to it, but it does not make what you have received more effective or efficient, because you see how powerful this is? Boom, you've received it. Yes, they can listen to it more for pleasure, so to say. It is not like a surgeon. You go to the surgeon, he cuts you, he does what he needs to do, right? You're not going to go back to the surgeon and open the same cut over and over and over again. Right? You want the surgeon, they say, like, do you think that this comes and does not do effectively what needs to get done? Yes, that is handled, right? When you have another session, you're going to go somewhere else if something else needs to be attended to.
Yep.
Not need to open the same thing over and over again and do it. It would be more they listen to, say, for pleasure, right? Because you're immersed in all that energy. You may have missed something that we spoke about or whatever. But the works that are done are effective and efficient first time. And that's also why I don't record. But if someone wants to do it, of course they can. They do not need to listen to it to make it more effective or efficient. It already is in the first time they receive it, you know.
And Audrey will go over the numbers with you again, you know, like we'll double check them that you have the numbers correctly while you're on the call, so you don't have to worry about not writing down the numbers properly. So don't worry about that, because she will do that and make sure that you did.
2, 3, 4 times, whatever someone needs. That's why it's that 90-week span of 90 minutes. Remember, you're having an hour and a half here. So we have plenty of time to do all the things we need to do, as well as go take a drink, go to the restroom, do whatever someone may need in between that time, you know, before they're sitting back and relaxing. So they could be totally comfy, cozy while they're receiving.
She does do the numbers on Zoom, you know, whatever works for you, Zoom, Skype, whatever. I don't know, I have something on my eye.
Have actually international, if they don't have either of those means, I have through like a conference call, you understand, international numbers that are available for their charges for where they live. If someone doesn't have Skype or Zoom, because sometimes people in different parts of the world, but they would have their local charges. I would give them a conference call number that they would for their international number, and we could use it that way. So there's many ways and means that we could get it connected.
Exactly. So not to worry about that. Awesome. Lots of wonderful questions about that. Yay. And, you know, just to be honest and like totally transparent, I record everything that I do, but I know that for some of the sessions that I do, there is no point going back and listening to it again because the work's already been done, you know? So I give it to you as a gift, but I don't really want you to go back and listen to it because then you're just going to go back into the old energy thinking that, oh, it didn't work and I have to do it again to make sure it worked. But no, it was done the first time, you know, so.
Exactly. I think it's more like pleasure for them or something, like if they're in the midst of it so deeply, just so they can like listen, but it's for their pleasure, for their awareness.
Yeah.
It is not the work over or more effectively. Absolutely. That has been taken care of. It's more just as maybe them in their mind or the human self to hear it from that other perspective than being immersed and worked on. But it does not make, you know, back in the, say, olden days or the other ways of people working and such, you know, God bless them, whatever, but you had to do it over and over again. But when you're talking about a certain level of work so powerful like this, you don't have to do it over again. You know, you're going to move to another portion of you because our story is huge. Remember, eons of time and existence. Think of all the energetics from a child to an adult and right to the family lineages that we're tossed in this life that we have awareness of. Multiply that by all your lives upon Gaia and Earth. Your multidimensional cosmic selves, right? That's you, right? Those other beingness of you, emotions, stories, family lineages. So this is huge what you need to work on. Yeah. So this is been taken care of. We're going to go focus on something else each time, right? To work on than the same over and over. How are you going to, that's like only fixing your shoulder, your elbow. I mean, well, there's all the rest of you. We got to get to something else, right? Within the body of you of so much eons of time, you know? So we go to a different portion of that, you know, of field, you know? So.
Exactly. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Wow. Thank you again so much, Audrey. So
thank you.
For you.
I love being with you. It's always so nice being with you and being with your family of listeners. And I hope I'll get to meet some of them as I had before. So many of your beautiful listeners, when they come and have sessions, I get to meet them personally. Such and that's such a beautiful experience too, you know, to have. Yeah, so thank you for sharing your beautiful family of community of listeners with me when they come and have sessions and such. A patou to moi, chez le patron, chérie. A que tout se lève pour tout. A ce moi, chérie, papa tout le vent. Et c'est moi, chez le patron. Et le cas que tu se le patelais. Au son, te va, chez le dit. A pecatou, chérie. Arvan le mot, chérie, c'est pas tout le mot. Et ce ne venait pas nous, non, 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 non,
Thank you, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.